I followed Penny down the hall and stood beside her as she opened the door. I expected someone from the funeral. Instead, I got the guys who'd been mean-mugging me in the cemetery like a couple goons. Penny took the lead.
"Hi," she said. "I'm sorry, but the reception's over. Mrs. Bailey just went upstairs to get some rest. She's had a rough couple days."
Neither of the men moved.
"Is there something we can help you with?"
"We are not here for a reception party," one of them said.
He spoke in a thick accent that made him sound like he was from one of the islands, Jamaica, maybe.
"We are friends to your father."
Penny and I traded a confused look just as Mom started down the hall to join us.
"Is there something I can help you, gentlemen, with?"
"Yes," the man began. "We need peace from your husband's collection. We are collectors also. We spoke with him many times. He promised us peace, but..."
I cut him off.
"You realize we just buried him, right?"
"It's okay, Race. There's business to take care of. This is no different." Mom turned her attention to the men on the porch once more.
"Can you tell me a little more? I'm afraid I didn't know all the intricacies involved in my husband's business. You say you bought one of the pieces from his magic collection?"
His eyes narrowed as if he didn't understand. Then,
"Yes,"
he said.
"Yes, we buy piece from collection."
Something wasn't right, and it was more than the waver of his answer. Dad loved his collection. It wasn't an investment. Every piece had sentimental value. He wouldn't sell something from his collection to a friend, let alone a stranger.
"I see," Mom continued. "Do you have some kind of paperwork, proof of the transaction? Please understand, we've been contacted by a lot of people over the last few days. My husband's death seems to have drawn a few crazies out of the woodwork."
"We are not crazy,"
the man said coldly.
"No, I didn't mean you."
"We will take peace and be on way. We don't wish to bother you."
The nerve of this guy. It was bad enough they'd shown up on the day of my dad's funeral. Now they were pressuring my mom to hand something over that they probably didn't buy in the first place. The man took a photo from his jacket's inner pocket and handed it to Mom.
"This piece is made of brass with small tiles. Perhaps you know it."
Mom studied the picture.
"I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't."
The black and white photo was blurry, as if someone had zoomed in on the piece in question. Mom didn't recognize it, but I sure did. It was sitting upstairs in my room. It was the piece Dad had given me right before he died.
"I'll tell you what," Mom continued. "Our attorney is handling any probate issues that pop up. He's the one you should be talking to. I'll give you his..."
"No,"
the man insisted.
"We did not come all the way from Haiti to wait. We will take the piece now."
After that, I was done. "You heard my mom. You'll have to talk with our lawyer. And a suggestion? Maybe you should bring your manners next time." I was ready to shut the door in their face when the man who'd stood silent stepped forward to stop me. "What are you doing, man?"
"You will give us peace now."
"Have you lost your mind?"
"Race," Mom said.
"It's okay, Mom. I've got this."